As news of the Tunisian revolution spread like wildfire around the world, Arabs living in countries struggling with their own oppressive governments and soaring unemployment were celebrating on the streets, on Twitter, and on Facebook. The Gaza Strip was no exception.
We, as Palestinians, salute the Tunisian people and any Arab nation rising against injustice.
That was Sabra Azanin, coordinator of the local initiative committee in the northern Gaza Strip. However, perhaps the most excited were the youth of Gaza, who saw the uprising in Tunisia as evidence of the latent power of their generation. The biggest challenge facing the Arab world today is youth unemployment. In the Gaza Strip, nearly 59% of youth between the ages of 20 and 24 are unable to find jobs despite a high number of university degrees. This is 23-year-old blogger Samia Elwan.
Yes, there was much excitement for what happened. I spent the whole day following up what's going on in Tunisia, and I was actually very proud of what the people have done. It gave me some hope, and I got back the faith I had in people.
The Hamas government of Gaza organized demonstrations in downtown Gaza City, celebrating the Tunisian uprising, not seeming to realize that that same power could be turned against them. Mawayad El Masal, a leader of the Sura youth group, commented.
The Tunisian people had suffered dictatorship for long years, and promises of democracy and freedom were never delivered. The Palestinian people are experiencing the same thing after the democratic election in 2006, never repeated until this moment. We have two separate governments, one in the Gaza Strip and the other in the West Bank. This has caused deep frustration among the Palestinians and made them feel desperate to do something.
Despite this frustration, nearly everyone in Gaza is in agreement that there is one big difference between Tunisia and Palestine.
The Tunisian people, they have faced big corruptions from the governments, and they suffer deeply for these situations. For the Palestinian people, we have one enemy who take our lands, who take our projects, who take our dreams, who take our sons.
This is Pam Bailey reporting.